मेरे दिल में बसी हो। الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The beloved Rasul of Allah Azza wa Jal sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, recitation of the Durood Sharif upon me is nur for you on the bridge of Sirat. The one who recites the Durood Sharif 80 times on Friday, his 80 years sins will be forgiven. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Bistami rahmatullah alayhi says that my mother asked me for water in a freezing night of winter. I fetched a glass of water, but she had gone asleep. I did not feel appropriate to wake her up, so I stood next to her with a glass of water, waiting for her to wake up so that I could present her the glass of water. It had been quite some time since I was standing, and some of the water had frozen on my finger by flowing through the glass. Anyway, when my mother woke up, I presented her the glass of water. As soon as the finger that was stuck to the glass due to being frozen separated from the glass, the skin also came off and it started to bleed. Upon seeing this, my mother asked, "What is this?" I told her the whole incident. Then she raised her hands and supplicated, "O Allah Azza wa Jal, I am pleased with him. You too be pleased with him. May the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal be showered upon them and we get forgiven for their sake." The fortunate ones whose parents are still alive should kiss their feet and hands at least once a day. There's a great reward in respecting the parents. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "The paradise lies under the feet of your mother, so being good to them reward entry into paradise." It is stated in Bukhari Shariat, one may also kiss the feet of his mother. It is stated in a hadith, the one who kissed the mother's feet, it is as if he kissed the doorstep of paradise. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Let's earn abundant rewards without spending anything and for absolutely free. Look at your parents with sympathy and love. How nice it is to look at your parents with a merciful gaze. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, when children look at their parents with a merciful gaze, Allah azawajal writes the reward of accepted hajj for every such sight. The Holy Companions alayhi muridwan asked, even if someone looked at them 100 times a day, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, Allah azawajal is the greatest and the purest. Undoubtedly, Allah Azza wa Jal is capable of everything. He Azza wa Jal can give as much as He Azza wa Jal wants. He is not bound or compelled by anyone at all. So if someone looks at his parents with a merciful gaze 100 times a day, He would grant him the reward of 100 accepted hajj. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear Islamic brothers, did you see how much supplications of parents for their children are accepted? If parents become angry and supplicate against their children, that is also accepted. Therefore, parents should always be kept happy. Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, parents are your hell and your paradise. At another place, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah Azza wa Jal wants, He Azza wa Jal can delay the punishment for every sin until the day of judgment, but He Azza wa Jal punishes the disobeyer, our parents in this very world. It is narrated that a man was called by his mother, but he did not reply. Because of this, his mother cursed him and he became dumb. There are so many rights of parents, and we can never fulfill them. Therefore, one of the Holy Companions radiallahu ta'ala anhu said in the blessed court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were extremely hot stones on a way that if a piece of uncooked meat was put on them, it would be roasted. I took my mother 6 miles carrying her on my shoulders. Am I free from the rights of my mother? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, This might be the recompense for one of the laboring shocks she endured while giving birth to you. May the mercy of Allah Azwajal be showered upon them, and we have forgiven for their sake. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, we repent in the blessed court of Allah Azwajal, the most merciful and forgiving, and implore Him for security in the hereafter. Hurting the feelings of one's parents is cause of deprivation and results in severe torments. It is stated in a hadith that torments of the grave is a reality. Sometimes its glimpses are also showed in the world so that people may take some lessons from it. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi says, in the reply of one of the questions asked to him regarding the disobeyer of the father, that disobedience of father is the disobedience of Allah Azwajal, and the anger of father is the anger of Allah Azwajal. If a person pleases his parents, they are paradise for him. If he displeases them, then they are his hell. None of his farz, nafal, or good deeds will be acknowledged at all until he doesn't please his father. Apart from the torments of the hereafter, severe calamities will befall him in this world, and there is a danger that whilst he is dying, he wouldn't be able to recite Kalma Sharif. Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hajr Makki Shafi Rahmatullah Alayhi narrates, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, on the night of Mi'raj, I saw some people who were hanging with branches of fire, so I asked, O Jibra'il, who are these people? He replied, these are the people who used to abuse their mothers and fathers in the world. It is reported the one who abuses his parents, as many embers descend in his grave as the rainbow raindrops descend on the earth from the sky. We come to know that if parents ask to do something unlawful against the Sharia, do not comply. By obeying them is unlawful things is sin. For example, parents ask to tell a lie or shave the beard or keep it less than a fistful, then do not listen to them at all on these things. No matter how much angry they become, you will not be considered to be disobedient. And if you do agree to them on unlawful things, then you would definitely be considered to be a disobeyer of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taught and learnt in the Madni environment of the Ath-e Islami, an international non-political propagational movement of the Quran and Sunnah. Make a habit to travel with the lovers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the Madni Qafile, and whilst doing Fikr in Medina to fill in your Badri Namaz cards daily and to hand it into your areas in Madar within the first 10 days of the new Islamic month. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, with the blessings of this, we will start acting upon the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have hatred for sins and will safeguard our iman. Every Islamic brother should make the intention that I must try to rectify myself and the people of the whole world. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, to rectify ourselves, we'll act upon the Madni Namaz. To rectify the people of the whole world, we'll travel on the Madni Qafile. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
اے شہن نشاہ مدینہ الصلات و السلام اے شہن نشاہ مدینہ الصلات و السلام زینت عرش معلی الصلات و السلام رب نے فرمایا کہ بخشا رب زینة عرش معلا سر جھکا کر بادب عشق رسول اللہ میں سر جھکا کر بادب عشق رسول اللہ میں سر جھکا اپنے آقا پر درود مومنوں پڑھتے رہو تم اپنے آقا پر درود
شہنشاہ ہے مدینہ الصلاۃ والسلام.